The Mauler. Written by Alexander Gustafsson, Leif Erikson, and Martin Svensson. Narrated by Jack Knox. Presented to you by Ace Audiobooks. Prologue. It was the biggest house I had ever seen. At least 5,000 square meters. An old hospital for kids and heart patients. Now it was a secure home for addicts and criminals. It was called the West Coast Family, and lay all by itself out in the countryside between Gothenburg and the town of Borås. When I arrived that summer day, I was 19 and carrying a 2-year sentence in an open prison. I didn't really know what to expect as I went up the steps with my bag slung over my shoulder. After saying hello to some of the staff, I was shown into a room where I was told to sit down on a chair. A guy who had come in just after me was put on a chair next to me. He was older, with long hair. He looked worn down. "Niklas," he said, stretching out his hand. "Alex," I replied as I took it. "You know what's going on here?" I glanced at the two staff members who had shown us to the room. They were at a table with their backs turned to us, fiddling with something. "Okay, lads," one of them said. He had introduced himself earlier as Dan. In his hand was a pair of clippers with a long cord. He plugged them into a socket behind us, and before I had time to grasp what was happening, he had started to take off all of my hair. I already had fairly short hair, so I didn't care much. But I did wonder how Niklas would take it when Dan turned to do him as well. "Ready?" Niklas seemed anything but ready. But what could he say? The clippers buzzed into life again, and his long blonde curls fell to the floor. I gave Niklas a month, max, at that place. It turned out I was wrong. That junkie was much tougher than he looked, with his sunken cheeks and sad eyes. "Right," said Dan, and looked at us. "Time to get you some rooms. But might you want something to eat first?" We ate reheated lasagna in a huge and empty dining hall. Then we were told to go to the reception. Dan gave us each bed clothes and a schedule. I looked at my schedule as I followed him up a creaking staircase. It began with being woken up at 4:30, followed by making the beds, cleaning the rooms, putting on gym kit, and doing 100 press-ups and sit-ups. We then had to shift ourselves 10K. After running, came cooking duty. I asked Dan's huge back what that meant. He replied without turning around, "We have a rolling schedule. You start by making breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you don't do it, you'll quickly become unpopular." Dan explained that if you broke the rules by sleeping in, missed attendance, or deviated from the schedule in any other way, it was not just you who got punished, but everyone. Later on, I would see with my own eyes and experience firsthand exactly how tough the punishments could be. We came to a corridor at the top of the stairs. Niklas was given a room and did not look terribly happy as he went in and closed the door behind himself. When we were eating, he had talked a lot about his kids, and I thought how much he must have been missing them. I was given a room at the very end of the hallway, and also felt very down once I was left alone inside. Still, there was something about the place that I liked. I could not put a finger on what it was exactly, but for the first time in a long while, it felt important to make an effort. It would be hard, I knew that. But nothing could be worse than what I had just gone through. I made the bed and lay down on it fully clothed. I had only planned on resting a bit, but suddenly all the tension that had built up during the day was released. I was out like a light. When I woke up again, it was 4. That meant half an hour until wake-up call. Going back to sleep was pointless.